This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all like to see LeBron get embarrassed, right?
Oh,
it's fun.
It's like a pastime.
I don't.
Roy doesn't.
It. Never.
Roy's
don't embarrass the GOAT.
Chop and I are on the same side.
He doesn't laugh at himself.
The GOAT.
And I don't laugh at him either.
We don't have to go down that road, but I mean, he's good. He's really good. He's probably the second best player of all time.
I said what I said.
But he is, he's the perfect millennial superstar. Passive aggressive. Doesn't take responsibility, you
no
know.
Doubt.
Doesn't work hard. That one I'm kidding about. I'm Ari Tepkin in for Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Troy, and Roy. We're going to play Plead the Fifth here in a moment. But Troy, you've got some, you've unearthed some embarrassing LeBron James audio.
Yeah, definitely embarrassing. Because let's be honest with each other. You know, when you get to a certain level in life of success, you're able to do things that you normally would never do. None of us have experienced that. But for LeBron, he did go to another level. Let's take, for instance, the world of music. You know, some ballers, mm-hmm. when they reach a certain level, they're like, hey, if I can play basketball, I can do anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to not too long ago, Lonzo Ball. Hey, if I can play ball, then I can rap.
Man, I hope the brand goes. Pop's working every week doing different shows. Firing up the fans, firing up the foes. They're just a bunch of candles.
Oh my
I guess
God.
When you're getting green, that's how it all goes.
Brutal.
Man, the Kid one was still the best, J. Kid.
Jason Kidd?
Oh yeah.
Jason Kidd, if you go back to 94, Jason Kidd, he brought it strong to
Give
the
rap
game.
Give me K-O-B-E.
J. Kidd, out of town, always came.
So good, man. It's amazing.
It's so 90s.
But not
right
all
there.
Athletes are horrible. Cole Beasley's pretty good. Cole Beasley's
yeah,
pretty
Cole,
good.
Cole's not bad.
Yeah, don't talk to RJ
Cole
about
Beasley's
that.
Cole Beasley's pretty good.
Go ahead, RJ.
I mean, you know, like, it's hard. I will say this. It's hard to rap about sports. It just is hard. You know, like, he's okay. He's got a decent flow about him. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go download Cole Beasley's work on Spotify.
Yeah, you're probably not. But, yeah, other athletes have done stuff like that. But now we get back to LeBron. So LeBron, just 4 years ago, decided to get into the rap game. And now that track has come out lately. This is LeBron back in 2014 doing a song. And you guys tell me, does LeBron have skills or should he stay on the hardwood? Take it away, LeBron.
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
It's a damn shame that you ever doubted. I just docked this up a friend's killer. Shots are bright, I got a tan killer. Try to catch up, it's a waste of time.
Waste of time, waste of time.
I grind too hard, let you take mine.
Oh. Never.
AP Watch drop next month. Month. 60 racks on your wrist to stunt.
Stunt, stunt.
Fall back before you fall out.
Yeah.
My team eating the rest of y'all drought.
Drought, drought.
Say what you want about the king. Got money, got cribs, got ribs, and oh yeah, got two rings, cribs, tall like Costco.
Gotta
keep
a lot
getting
more.
That fiber, the Nero, don't fear yo. I understand you kick a pee, bro. What you see here is royalty. You can't beat me, you better join me. Or it's 6 feet underneath. With my crown sheet.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. This is pretty bad. This is about on the same level of his basketball skills.
Let's not go down that road.
He's a good basketball player.
We're going down Music Avenue, not Basketball Boulevard. I don't see why LeBron has to do brag rap.
Yeah, I think he's past that.
Like, yeah, because leave that to other guys that don't have 1/10 of your money.
Right.
To brag about the money in the host.
Like Jay Kidd, when he did his rap, he was just talking about the OAK.
Yeah,
the
OAK.
OAK. OAK from a... So then,
I'm gonna shout it out to Dick Motta.
A Dick Motta reference.
I mean, here's the thing. This was 2014 LeBron. LeBron's in LA now. You're gonna be closer to the producers now. Studios galore out there. I think he may want to revise it. That's all I'm saying. So you guys, is that a thumbs down for LeBron, the rapper?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could tell he, like, didn't have a whole lot with the lyrics because he had 8 seconds in between verse lines. You know,
yeah.
You know, that you could just kind of tell when you're out of ideas.
And everything he said, it was just repeated multiple times after.
Uh-huh. Month.
Rings.
Month. Month.
Rings.
Month.
Rings.
Rings. Rings. Month. Rings. All right, so who would be the best rapper on this show if we had to go rap style?
Probably, Roy's the best singer.
Probably Chop, though. He's the best. Like, when he writes lyrics, I think his lyrics are usually
are you a poet?
The most entertaining.
Chop's a poet?
I'm the Nas of this show, man.
When he feels it hits hard.
I'm definitely the Nas of this show. I could. Roy sings better than anybody else. Troy as well, very good singer. Sean, you know, I don't know that we've ever heard Sean sing, have we, Troy?
No. Sean, we've definitely heard Sean sing.
Oh yeah, we have.
He's not good at singing. We know that for.
Oh yeah.
No, Sean, you're not good at all.
Hey.
You want to hit that high note one more time?
Again.
Sean, you cannot sing. You cannot sing at all.
So but can you drive?
He can drive 55, and we'll pull that up later. All right, so we move on to LeBron doing what LeBron does back in 2014 to what Ari Temkin does in 2018. Rangers tickets coming up in a little bit to ride the Fox Sports Southwest Rangers Fan Express bus. All right, Ari, so here's the thing. You know, people have heard you on this very station, but maybe not too often. So people want to get to know Ari and who Ari is. So that's why we are going to do something that we love doing because, frankly, we just love Andy Cohen on Bravo and live.
Love him.
We love him. And the one thing that we love about him is plead the fifth. So, Ari, are you ready? Because right now it is time for you to play plead the fifth. All right. So last time we did this, Ari, it went horribly bad. We had one of the Wayans brothers in, Sean Wayans. I asked him which brother he would eat. He picked the one that died. That was really uncomfortable.
I mean, that is the right brother to eat.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know.
So hopefully this will not be as comfortable. I will ask you 5 questions. You can only plead the fifth on one. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one. There's a small amount of men that could be placed on the DFW Mount Rushmore sports. But for this question, I'm going to go with Dirk, Emmett, Staubach, Madonna. Arrange them by their greatness from 1 to 4.
Staubach.
God, so wrong.
Dirk, Emmett, Madonna.
Probably should have pleaded the fifth if that was your answer. But I'm just saying. You put Staubach number one over Dirk.
Yeah, I mean, he – America's team, the championships, the modern Cowboys, he created the modern Cowboys.
RJ, generationally, perhaps, I thought it was a mistake.
RJ, did you hear him put Madonna last?
I did hear that.
And the guy with the most rushing yards in NFL history, third.
I did hear that. I heard a lot of mistakes in that Mount Rushmore.
That's okay. That's how he
didn't hear that many mistakes.
He didn't plead the fifth, so we're good so far.
By the way, is Mount Rushmore even on the Mount Rushmore monuments?
What do you mean? Yeah, it's got pictures.
No, it is, no, no. It is definitely not on the Mount Rushmore of monuments. No way.
This is a sidebar.
I think
on this
it is.
One.
No, I've never been there. Who goes to South Dakota?
What if it's cloudy?
Oh, that's
it. Or is it North Dakota?
Nah, who knows? All right, here we go. Question number two, plead the fifth with Ari Temkin. You've had the opportunity, like us, to interview many people from the sports world. Who's the biggest a-hole you've ever interviewed and why?
LeBron.
Oh! Whoa! And why?
But that's not. Does a press conference count as an
interview?
No. One on one.
Seth Greenberg from ESPN. Do you guys remember? You don't know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Completed overinflated sense of self-worth despite who he actually is.
Isn't he a college basketball?
He was a former coach. And you want to talk about a guy with self-importance.
Wow. Fight within the tribe, RJ. Mm. All right. So you're going there right there. Okay.
Wow. Easy. Question
number three, plead the fifth with Ari Temkin. And you still have your plea. You've been married since, October 2013? To Margo, correct?
Yes, that's actually exactly correct.
Awesome.
Robbie or Kidder?
What is the one thing she does that you can't stand?
Oh.
And you have a plead.
I know. One thing that my wife does that I can't stand is yell from a different room in the house.
For you to do something or just yell
at anything.
You?
Just
anything.
Okay. Just yell and, like, I hate that.
Like, come talk to me.
Whatever it is. Just,
an intercom system set up in your house then to fix that?
Yeah.
Is even if we had that, she wouldn't use it.
Okay.
You know, my initial thinking was go with, like, the default, the nagging, right? But that's, like, every guy hates that about their wife, right? Like, is that sexist?
Yeah, wife,
sexist,
women.
It's not sex. I mean, you could have said what she just says no.
Yeah.
If she says no.
But Ari's she never says no.
I mean, I'm married.
All right.
Yeah. Of course she does.
Question number four.
Wow, that's like three there. There was three there.
Yeah. Question number four. Plead the fifth. 105.3, the fan, Ari Temkin. Controversial answer for number one. But we are to number four. You still have the plead on these last two. Speaking of your wife, excluding celebrities. Mm. Name the last person you had a sexual thought about that wasn't your wife.
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth.
Wait, say that again. I need to hear this.
You sure?
Yeah.
You only get one.
I know.
You only get one.
I know.
Nice.
This is all the
right,
one.
Right.
Say the question again.
Excluding celebrities, name the last person he had a sexual thought about that wasn't his wife.
Oh. Oh, that's a good plead.
That's a good plead.
Okay. That means you must answer this final question, Ari Temkin.
Give me the same question, but with celebrities included.
Why?
It's all just right. An easier question to answer.
Yeah. Fair.
Brad Sham. Here we go. Sean, RJ, Roy, and myself, Troy. If you had to remove one person from this station, who would it be?
Well, Sean's not here, so I'm not going to offend him.
He got us there, so.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
That's true.
He's not here. He's not listening. He doesn't know.
Oh, if he's listening, though, you did.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're going to get the wrath.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea you're going to get the wrath right there. Staubach, number one.
Staubach. I know. Dirk is easily number one.
Yeah.
Easily.
How old are you, Ari?
Really?
Dirk? Nobody is. Okay, but here's the thing.
Are you 67? 77? I mean, love Roger
nothing
Staubach.
Nothing is bigger than the Cowboys in this city.
I have.
Nothing is bigger than the Cowboys in this city.
I have tons of respect for Roger Staubach, but to put him at number one, I'm not really
look,
sure.
You're right. Dirk is not bigger locally than those two.
No.
But nobody – he is better at being an NBA basketball player than either of those guys were in their craft. Like, he's higher up on the all-time great basketball players because now that we're, 40 years since Roger played, and running backs have the value of essentially nothing, those guys have dropped. Like, Dirk's a top 25 all-time basketball player, probably higher, probably top 17. And, those guys probably aren't all-time top 17 NFL players.
Well, go ahead and mark this, July 18th, well spoken by you.
Thank you.
RJ Choppy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.